Ho ho ho, and welcome to Emran's podcast, episode 136. It's Tuesday, December 23rd, 2008. Well, this is probably my last audio podcast for the year, because I don't think I'm going to get a chance to record next week. I might be able to, but I doubt it. And I have a video that I'm going to be posting on or about Christmas Day, just a short video of some things that I see in Auckland at Christmas time, which I just thought I'd share. Nothing spectacular. And I will be back with an audio podcast in early January, maybe the second week. We'll sort of have to see how things go. But I didn't want to just not say anything before the year ended. So I'm recording today, even though today is probably going to be my shortest episode ever. The title for this episode, Miri Kirimiti, is basically Māori for Merry Christmas. And like a lot of the phrases, especially in the early years, it is derived from English, pretty obviously. You can sort of see the English when you look at that. And that's a trend that's sort of being discouraged now in modern Māori, as they tend to try to use actually fully Māori words and phrases that aren't derived from English. But some things persist, and that's kind of one of them. So I thought it was kind of appropriate to use that as the title for this episode, since this is my final episode before Christmas, and also because I'm a guy who's between two countries, born in one, living in another. So it seemed to me to be a good mixture. But that's where the title for this episode comes from. I thought originally about doing sort of a holiday spectacular for my final episode of the year, and then thought better of it. The main reason, quite frankly, is just I've been so busy that I knew I wouldn't have the time to do a good job on it. And because there are so many Christmas spectacular podcasts that are out or will be out, that I just decided it was probably best if I left well enough alone. But anyway, I will be, of course, back, as I said, in the new year, first or second week of January. But in the new year, I'm going to be returning to some of the things that I used to do with a bit more regularity. More guests, more different kinds of guests, different kinds of topics, all those sorts of things. And I've got a bunch of other new things and new surprises in the new year, and I also hope to do more videos. But all of that's in the new year. And this year is pretty much winding down, and you've probably noticed that I have been as well, in the podcasts, not being terribly, pushy in the podcast. And that's actually been on purpose. It started because I just didn't have enough time. Then I just decided it was probably best to kind of, ease into the new year. A year ago at this time, I was getting ready to head on my trip to Chicago. And it hardly seems possible it was a year ago, but go on. Now, this is sort of the personal side of the podcast. In the years since, I've come to adjust to all of the events that happened, because I, as you will recall probably from the episodes after I got back, I had to leave a lot behind. And essentially, it was like throwing away almost everything that I owned, except for the few things I was able to cram into suitcases. And it took me quite a while to get used to that. When I originally set up the Amazon wish list, it was basically to replace some things that I used to have, but I had to leave behind in Chicago. It wasn't so much that I, was pining after these things. It was sort of my way of saying, okay, if I put it on my wish list, then that means that I'm planning one day to replace these things, and it's kind of the same as not having had to get rid of them in the first place, if that makes any sense. I've also, over the past year, replaced some of the albums I left behind by buying them through iTunes, older ones, and I'm not going to tell you what, so don't even ask, because it's embarrassing. But there were things that I wanted, and I couldn't bring them with me, and so I did the next best thing, which is to replace them through iTunes, because they were on vinyl anyway. I didn't have CDs of them. And so in a way, that was sort of my way of kind of bringing closure to that whole mess, because since I thought I was going to be able to bring more than I was, and then it became clear quickly that I wasn't going to be able to bring even a fraction of what I thought I was, it meant that I had to I wasn't able to have the closure there that I wanted, and I had to come to terms with that over the following year, this past year. And I'm finally getting to that point now. I think the mourning period is over. And it took a little while, but I think the journey was probably worth it. But that is pretty much all done now, as far as I'm concerned. And now I'm just looking forward to being able to spend an entire summer here in Auckland. We are in summer, of course, and the weather is, although the weather today is looking a bit rainy, but generally speaking, it's hot and sunny this time of year. And as I said on a previous episode, Nigel and I are going down to his brother's house on Christmas Day, staying the night, and then coming back here on Boxing Day, the 26th, which is, of course, a public holiday in New Zealand. And the following week is also a public holiday, but Nigel is off from roughly midday tomorrow through, I think he goes back on the 12th of January. So we're going to have quite a lot of time off together, but we're not planning on doing much of anything, mostly just kind of relaxing, maybe going out for lunch occasionally, maybe playing a bit on the Wii, who knows, but not doing very much of anything. It's going to be just nice to have a nice, quiet break. And Auckland is really quite is really quiet at that time of year because so many people go on a holiday, especially in the period between Christmas and New Year's, but even into January, because school doesn't resume until, I think it's the end of January, start of February, I can't remember which. At any rate, it's summer holidays for school kids, so a lot of parents go away for that time, and it makes it really kind of quiet and peaceful in Auckland at that time of year, and so it's going to be nice to be able to, to enjoy that. And it also is going to be nice to not have to be in the frozen Midwest of America at that time, because it was not. I remembered why it is I hate Chicago winters so much when I was there last year, and it also reminded me. It helped me appreciate Auckland summers all the more, I think. But anyway, at the end of the last episode, I played a sort of joke commercial that I made for leaving 5-star reviews for podcasters. And I probably should have prefaced it, I actually did that last year, as long-term listeners will remember. And it was just a bit of a joke, a bit of fun. It's kind of poking fun at two things, at holiday commercials and the buy now craze that they have, and also some people's obsession with 5-star reviews on iTunes. I mean, I frankly couldn't care less, but there's some people who really care about that. And so that commercial was actually making a bit of fun of all of that. And also, I was just having a bit of fun making a commercial, really. But I suppose I could have given a bit of a preface to newer listeners who may not have known where that was coming from. But that's all it was. It was just a joke, a bit of fun. And I actually don't have a whole lot of other things that I want to update on today. As I said, it was going to be probably my shortest episode ever. Over the holidays, I'm planning on updating my site, my blog as well, my blog and my podcast site. Just get the links sorted once and for all, and all kinds of little things like that that I just haven't gotten around to. And that's part of what I'm going to use the bit of break from podcasting to do. That and spend time with Nigel, of course, and Jake. But that is, I think, going to be it for today. I don't have any great words of wisdom to impart. I don't have any sermons that I wanted to make or anything, although I did think about it. I thought, well, can I say something nice and moving and eloquent that will drive everyone to tears? And I thought, no, they'd probably just be out of pain. No, the truth is that at this time of year, we all have our own thoughts, we all have our own memories, we all have our own traditions, and all of that will be swimming around in our heads, and anything that I say isn't really going to affect any of that unless it has sort of a harmonic resonance with your own experiences and your own attitudes and feelings. But the thing of it is that at the end of the day, I have enjoyed this experience of being a podcaster and a blogger incredibly. It has been enlightening. It's been entertaining. It's been fun. It's been educational. It's been all of those things. And I've enjoyed the contacts that I've had through these two different media, the e-friends that I've made, even though I've only met one of them in real life. Actually, that's not entirely true. The only podcaster I've met in real life is Tom, the Ramble Redhead. But I have met a couple fellow bloggers through this whole process and here in New Zealand. And that's actually been quite good as well. But I value that these contacts that I've made, my efforts are meant to be part of a conversation. It's meant to be something that, in essence, that we all collaborate on, which is why I promote comments, which is why I welcome comments, even those that vehemently disagree with me. I like this idea of sharing. I like this idea of discussing, even debating, even arguing, perhaps. Doesn't worry me. I'm not precious about what I do. I'm not precious about who I am. And if anybody listening or reading my blog wants to take a piece out of me, that's fine too, although be prepared for me to respond. But I'm not unwilling to have criticism, I guess. And I know I don't normally get criticism. Occasionally people disagree with me more on the blog, frankly, than on the podcast. But it's not something that bothers me particularly. And I get along, quite frankly, with a great variety of people, even people who I don't agree with on much of anything. Because I don't look to find people who are my friends who are people who I agree with on everything. Because I find that a bit boring. I enjoy the challenge of people's differences more than the similarities in some cases. It's fun to get to know what makes a person tick. And when I do disagree with somebody on most everything, I kind of want to know why. I want to know why they think the way they do. What's their perspective? Where are they coming at their issues from? And those sorts of things. And I think that that's one of the other things that blogging and podcasting allows, at least if you're open to it. It allows the possibility for getting to understand other people. Now, I certainly don't claim to be perfect in that score. There are times when I'm intolerant as well. I mean, I'm only human after all. But by and large, I'd like to offer the opportunity for people to say and participate in whatever way is appropriate for them. It might be by leaving a comment on my site. It could be sending me an email. It could be leaving a phone comment. I mean, all of those are the things that I routinely promote. But there are a great number of you, the vast majority of you, never say anything at all. And you know what? That's fine, too. No one says you have to. It's perfectly okay to just take in whatever you hear or read whatever it might be and do whatever it is you want to do with it on your own. Because in putting all of this out there, whether it's the podcast or blog post or what have you, the idea basically is that you set it free and it takes on a life of its own. I prefer it when people do interact with me in some way so that we can have this conversation and you all can contribute to it. But at the end of the day, it's your decision to make, not mine. And you're certainly not going to lose my friendship because you don't participate. And that's really all I wanted to say this year. Since I probably won't talk to you again until next year. But thank you so much for listening over the past year. Thank you for reading my blog, those of you who do that as well. But especially just thanks for being there. Because it really makes it valuable knowing that there are people who listen to this podcast, even if they never say a word back to me. Thank you. Have a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you observe or don't observe. I hope that this coming year is the best year you've ever experienced in your life. Araha nui, and I'll talk to you in the new year. Bye. You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amerinds Podcast at amerindspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at amerindspodcast.com. Or you can ring my U.S. listener line on 206-339-8413. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.